Smile.
90.4 FM.
In under a month from now, there's going to be a very unique racing event in the Mother City. And the other day, I went driving around the Greenpoint Stadium for some of the other reason, and I spotted some of the seating already being knocked together. So I thought we'll find out a little bit more about Formula E this morning. It's the first time that is going to be happening in South Africa. The man behind bringing it here is Ian Banner. He's giving us a little bit of his time. Ian, I know you're very, very busy this morning. Thank you and welcome to the show. How fast are these cars going to be racing around Cape Town Stadium at the end of Feb?
Good morning, Bobby, to you and your listeners. The answer is extremely fast because the new generation 3 Formula E car is quicker from 0 to 200 kilometers an hour than the Formula 1 cars are.
Wow.
And that's where the majority of the racing happens. Top speeds of 322 kilometers an hour.
Wow.
Absolutely electric. And it's wheel-to-wheel racing. So lots for everybody to look forward to.
Super fast, but also super quiet, I understand.
Yes, well, a lot quieter than the noise of a combustion engine. It allows you to talk to the person next to you and discuss. But when there's a couple of cars running, there is a noise. It's a non-offensive, actually quite attractive noise, sort of an electric whir, if you will. And, 22 cars, 11 teams, McLaren, Maserati, Porsche, Jaguar, DS, Mio from China, Andretti Racing. This is where it's at, folks.
This is right up Lindy's alley, happening.
Ian, I mean, we've got so many beautiful, iconic backdrops here in the Mother City. Can you tell us a little bit about the route?
Absolutely, Lindy. We start on Flay Road, which is adjacent to the Athletic Stadium. Run up to Helen Suzman, left into the inbound side of Helen Suzman, the opposite side, race to the, what I call the Giovanni Circle, a little chicane, and left down Granger Bay Boulevard, past the stadium on the left, all the way to Beach Road, and then it's left down Beach Road, past the Radisson, and then finally you've got the ocean and Robben Island on your right and Table Mountain on your left, and then it's left up into Fritz Sonnenberg, before you rejoin onto Flay Road or into the pits where you continue straight alongside the stadium and onto the flat area where the pits are currently being built.
Wow. I mean, move over Monaco. It's just as beautiful.
People say, why Cape Town? The answer is, why not Cape Town?
Yeah.
It is the most beautiful place we could ever offer up. And when I first met Alberto Longo to talk about this, he's the co-founder, the chief championship officer, I said, Alberto, I guarantee you we can offer you a top 3 race on your global calendar, your global series, not because we're great, but because Cape Town, the Mother City, is exceptional. And we've got those shots of Table Mountain, Lion's Head, Robben Island, the ocean, the stadium, the entire precinct, which is quite unique. And there's no doubt in my mind that commitment that I made to Alberto will be fulfilled.
Well, how do they charge these cars? I mean, how does that happen? Is there like charging ports? They just stop and go? How does that work?
So you charge the cars before they race, and they run the entire race while we charge. So there is an introduction coming of fast charging. There will be a pit stop in the future, later this season or into the next season. And so there's a lot of advancement happening instantly. The thing about an electric car, on a whim, I bought a little i3 5 years ago, and I'm so impressed. I just got another one. Like a sardine can, but it's on wheels. But it is so impressive. It's incredible. And people don't realize that electric cars, it's more than just the speed and the torque. It's the entire package. You don't have a drivetrain. You've got more space. You've got big wide windows. Your turning circle is extreme. And so all of that technology and that advancement is happening very, very, very fast. We haven't really seen it in South Africa yet, but it's going to come fast. We've got to get the government to drop these ridiculous tariffs that were levied on golf carts because they were batteries and they've stuck since. So we have to get that removed. And range anxiety, people worry about how far can you go. The reality is batteries are going further and further and charging is getting less and less in terms of time. So it's going to move quickly.
Smile Breakfast. 6 tot 9.
9.
Met Bobby en Lindy.
Smile. 90.4 FM.